morning. Greetings and welcome to the Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. This is your nutritional supplement program dedicated to the wide world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, all manner of skin diseases, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, and autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body, in the world of biology, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about the longevity line of products, the products I take and the products I recommend, you're welcome to call us on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. If you have a success story you want to share about nutritional supplementation, how nutritional supplementation has helped you or your loved ones, or if you simply want to chime into the conversation, 866-582-9933 is our number here today. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Debbie at 866-735-2470. Ask them about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder you drink. It tastes great. It's got all your basic nutrients, and it's priced right as well. It's an easy way to try out nutritional supplementation, as well as give somebody a nice little gift, the gift of nutritional supplementation now that the holidays are coming up. Why give somebody a tie or a pair of underwear or a book when you can give them the gift of good nutrition? It's also a great way to demonstrate for non-believers in nutritional supplementation. Believe it or not, there are folks who don't believe in the power of nutritional supplements. It's a good way to prove your point, giving them some Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because most folks notice the difference right away, and especially if they're nutritionally deficient. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can also get it off my website, brightsideben.com. You can get all the longevity products on the website, brightsideben.com. We've got articles, we've got some nice videos. Make sure you check out the 8 chapters of Good Nutrition video, which will give you some of the basic ideas of the Bright Side philosophy. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We've been talking about adrenal issues and skin issues for the last, probably the last 6 or 8 weeks. And I want to move on to talking about the thyroid, but I'm going to do it via the 7th type of acne. As you recall, there are 7 different types of acne. Acne that's related to the male hormone system, acne that's related to the adrenal glands, acne that's related to the digestive system, acne that's related to the liver, acne that's related to menopausal issues or perimenopausal issues, acne that's related to the female menstrual cycle, and the 7th type of acne, which is called combination acne. It's the end result of the combination of chronic adrenal activation from mental stress, emotional stress, physiologic stress. Remember, when the adrenal glands are activated, you get oily skin. Oily skin and breakouts are often the signs of excess adrenal activity, in addition to blotchiness on the skin. The reason the 7th type of acne is called combination of acne is because of the very important connection between the adrenal glands and the thyroid. The adrenal glands, when they're activated in a chronic way, will eventually cause hypo-low thyroidism, a compensatory thyroid shutdown. The thyroid is a metabolic gland. It's a gland that makes things happen in the body. The adrenal gland is a metabolic gland. It's a gland that makes things happen in the body as well. But the adrenal gland makes things happen in a kind of emergency way. It gives you that sort of wiry energy where you can still be tired, but you're wired. The thyroid gives you a nice clean energy, the kind of energy you want to have. when your body is running on this emergency turbo energy, hour after hour after hour, day after day after day, week after week after week, eventually the thyroid will start to slow down to compensate. When the thyroid slows down, one of the things that can happen is dry skin. So now you have oily skin issues from excess adrenal activity, and you have dry skin issues from the compensation, the compensatory low thyroid activity. And this is notoriously difficult to treat with topical strategies, because if you treat the oily skin, you're going to exacerbate the dryness, and if you treat the dry skin, you're going to make the oiliness worse. The way you want to treat combination skin or combination acne is, first of all, working with all of the adrenal nutrients that we've been discussing, B5 and the B complex in general, vitamin B12, zinc, vitamin C, essential fatty acids, perhaps DHEA, the hormone DHEA. All these are adrenal nutrients. We've been discussing them at length for the last few weeks. And then you want to treat the thyroid as well. Now, the thyroid will start to adjust once you take care of some of that adrenal overactivity, but there are also nutrients and foods that you can use to improve thyroid functioning. By now, most people understand that iodine is very important for the thyroid. And although there's a lot of controversy around the subject of iodine, actually, there's not really a lot of solid literature about iodine, but there's still some controversy about the ideas, about some of the ideas associated with iodine for the thyroid. There's a guy named Dr. David Brownstein who's been writing extensively about iodine health. You can Google him, and he's got a couple of books about iodine that are very important. And I tend to agree with him in using higher doses of iodine. Dr. Brownstein talks about something called the Japanese dose of iodine, and that's personally the dose that I recommend. The Japanese dose is 12.5 milligrams of iodine a day. It's called the Japanese dose because that's the dose that most folks in Japan get because they eat a lot of seafood, which, of course, contains iodine. So the Japanese dose is around 12.5 milligrams a day, 12.5 milligrams a day. That's about 100 times the recommended daily allowance, 100 times the RDA. So doctors are pretty resistant to people taking that much iodine. However, iodine being relatively non-toxic and the health of iodine-dependent glands in Japanese folks would lead one to believe that we should probably be getting more iodine. By the way, iodine is very protective against breast cancer, and iodine is also important for adrenal health as well. In fact, iodine is very important for the health of all glandular tissue, whether it's the pancreas or whether it's the adrenal glands or whether it's the glandular tissue in the breast or whether it is the thyroid. So 12.5 milligrams is a good place to be. Now, when we talk about the Japanese dose, we want to keep in mind that the Japanese are getting their iodine from food, and we're talking about supplements, and we need to understand that reactions to iodine supplements are going to vary. In fact, there are some cases of people actually inducing hyperthyroidism by taking too much iodine, or making hyperthyroidism worse by taking too much iodine. So it's not a cut and dry issue when it comes to using iodine for the thyroid. It's probably best to see how you do when you're supplementing with iodine. Now, there's a drug that people take for hypothyroidism called Synthroid, which in my opinion is a waste of money. You know what else is a waste of money? Is allergy testing for your thyroid as well. Neither Synthroid or allergy testing are very effective. Let's talk about Synthroid here for a minute. Synthroid, which is the most popular drug that's used to treat hypo-low-thyroidism, and its generic form, levothyroxine, are actually best-selling drugs. Every year, they're in the top 20 best-selling prescription drugs, Synthroid and hypothyroidism. Synthroid and levothyroxine. That should tell you something about how many people have problems with their thyroid in this country. Now, Synthroid and its generic form, levothyroxine, are best-selling drugs, despite the fact that both of these medications are notoriously ineffective at treating hypothyroidism. Even doctors know this. And there's several reasons for this. First of all, Synthroid is known for having dosage problems. And this is a significant issue that has even been recognized by the Food and Drug Administration, which has stated on record that Synthroid tablets are manufactured with an overage of active ingredient, and that overage varies, and it's a big problem when it comes to dosing with Synthroid. I'll explain what I mean by this when I come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're going to take a break and come back with more good health information right after this.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad, he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Our number is 866-582-9933. Got a few folks on hold. If you hang tight, we'll get you in our next segment. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, please call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470 or go to my website, brightsideben.com. And you can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information if you so desire to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation. We're talking about the thyroid today, hypothyroidism. And before we went to break, I was mentioning how Synthroid in its generic form, levothyroxine, which are the best-selling prescription drugs for using for treating hypothyroidism, there's significant problems with both of these agents, levothyroxine and Synthroid, and that is that Synthroid and levothyroxine are manufactured with overages, with extra active ingredient. The reason manufacturers use extra active ingredient is because they know that in the processing of these materials, in the processing of these drugs, some of the active material is going to be degraded, as well as over time, some of the active material is going to be degraded. So they're allowed to put overages, extra active ingredients. If you're thinking to yourself, well, how do they know how much active ingredient is left or how much active ingredient is going to be degraded? Those are good questions. And the fact of the matter is they don't know. And that's why the dosages on these drugs are so difficult to use. The overages are not consistent, and that basically means that when you take your Synthroid or when you take your levothyroxine, you're not going to be sure of what you're getting. Even worse, Synthroid has a long history of manufacturing problems, and this has also been acknowledged by the FDA, and there's been a number of recalls of Synthroid over the years, as well as class action lawsuits against Synthroid. But these are all minor issues, believe it or not, compared to the real problems associated with using Synthroid and levothyroxine to treat thyroid disorders. And that is that these drugs, Synthroid, levothyroxine, Levoxyl, Levothroid, the major drugs that are used to treat hypothyroidism, are not the active form of thyroid hormone. They're the inactive form of thyroid hormone, or the precursor form of thyroid hormone. You see, there's really two types of thyroid hormone. One, which is the weaker type, the precursor type, the inactive type, the relatively inactive type, is called T4. And Synthroid and levothyroxine and most of the drugs that you get to treat hypothyroidism are T4. The second drug, the second hormone, is a more powerful active form of thyroid hormone, and that's called T3. What's supposed to happen in the body under normal conditions is your thyroid will make T4, and then the T4 is supposed to get activated into T3. But in my experience, many people cannot activate T4 into T3. Activation occurs in the digestive system, in the liver, and especially by bacteria in the colon. That means if your liver's not functioning correctly, if it's overloaded from all the digestive crap that we're eating or from prescription drugs, or if we have any kind of digestive problem like leaky gut syndrome or celiac disease or colitis or problems with our gut bacteria, we're not going to be able to convert T4 into T3 very effectively. T4 is also converted into T3 by probiotics, and this is so important to recognize. If we're not taking, or if we're taking antibiotics, if we're not getting probiotics, if we're eating antibiotic-containing foods, if we're eating the wrong kinds of food, or if we have long-standing digestive issues, there's a pretty good chance that our digestive bacteria are going to be off and T4 activation is going to be compromised. Not only does that mean the likelihood of hypothyroid systems or symptoms, but it also means that more than likely, Synthroid or T4 medication is not going to be effective. If you have a digestive problem, T4 or Synthroid is not going to be effective. If you have problems with gut bacteria, Synthroid is not going to be effective. If you have celiac disease, Crohn disease, food allergies, Synthroid, once again, is not going to be effective. And on top of all of that, because the digestive system, like every other system in the body, depends on thyroid hormone for it to work correctly, if you have problems with your thyroid, you're going to end up with digestive problems, which is going to result in more hypothyroidism, which will result in more digestive issues, which will result in more problems with your thyroid, etc., 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 and downward down a vicious spiral cycle you will go. And that's another reason, just another reason, why it is so, so important to focus on digestive health, no matter what your health condition is, people. Focus on digestive health, especially if you suspect a poorly functioning thyroid. Every single one of the 100 trillion cells in your body depends on the activity of thyroid hormone. That means every single one of the organs in your body, every single one of the systems in your body depends on the activity of thyroid hormone. Everything in the human body depends on the activity of thyroid hormone. And if your thyroid is problematic, if there's something going on with activating thyroid hormone from T4 into T3, every single system in the body can be compromised. If you have low thyroid or poor thyroid functioning and you have problems with your blood pressure and you try to take a high blood pressure pill or antihypertensive pill to take care of it and you don't take care of your thyroid, you're focusing on the wrong place. In fact, in many ways, the thyroid can be considered the single most critical gland system in the body, and focusing on thyroid health can go a long way towards correcting health issues and helping the body maintain its healthy status. Now, there's lots of things that can go wrong with the thyroid, and thyroid hormone production is just one thing. And while most doctors are going to treat thyroid issues with T4, assuming that if we just jack up the thyroid hormone, all will be well, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes doctors will use something called armor thyroid, which is ground-up pig thyroid and contains thyroid hormone in its more appropriate form. And some people do get results from armor thyroid, and it's probably a more effective prescription choice than the T4 products like Synthroid and levothyroxine. But what I'd be doing if I was running hypothyroid is figuring out what the heck is suppressing my thyroid function. Not just taking hormones, not even just taking iodine to make the thyroid work better. We want to know, why is the thyroid not working as well as it could? Remember, the Bright Side philosophy is about simplification. And it's about addressing causes, not merely treating symptoms and not merely treating numbers on a chart. And that's why I don't like thyroid testing. With thyroid testing, all you're doing is treating a number. You're not treating the actual thyroid. You're trying to figure out how to get the numbers higher without really doing, making real changes to the health of the thyroid. And whether you're taking T4 drugs like Synthroid or Levothyroid or even whole thyroid medications like Armour Thyroid, you're still only treating symptoms and you're still only affecting numbers. What I would be doing if I was running hypothyroid is figuring out what the heck is going on that is suppressing my thyroid or suppressing my thyroid hormone activation. I'm going to tell you some of the most important places to look. First of all, there's an important connection, as we've said, between the adrenal glands and the thyroid. The thyroid gland is responsible for normal activation of the body systems, and the adrenal glands, via the hormones cortisol and adrenaline, is responsible for emergency activation. When your adrenal glands, due to emotional, mental, physiologic, physical stresses, are cranking out these emergency hormones, eventually your thyroid is going to slow down to compensate. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to all our callers. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933. We are here every day on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. Tomorrow we have a special guest. I'll be interviewing Dr. Wallach for most of the hour. So if you ever had any questions you wanted to ask Doc Wallach, tomorrow will be a good opportunity, and we'll get into some of his, hopefully we'll get into some of his stuff. A lot of folks don't realize that Dr. Wallach is a prolific writer, and we'll be talking about his books tomorrow. So you're going to want to tune into that. The Bright Side tomorrow, 8 o'clock Pacific time, 10 Central time. We're talking about the thyroid today, hypothyroidism mostly, although hyperthyroid, you know, hyperthyroid, when the thyroid is actually functioning too fast, pumping out too much hormone, and hypothyroidism, a poorly functioning thyroid, many times have the same cause, believe it or not. And I'll tell you what that is here in a moment. All you folks on hold, stay there. We'll get to you in just a minute. I want to finish up talking about the three main causes of hypothyroidism. Number one, hyperadrenalism, too much adrenal activity. If you try to address your thyroid without addressing chronic adrenal activity, you're not going to get results. The second cause of problems with the adrenal glands are long-standing blood sugar problems and hypoglycemia. Of course, that'll work through the adrenal glands. So if you have any problems with your blood sugar, that can mess up the thyroid. And the third cause, and probably the most important and most common cause of hypothyroidism, as well as hyperthyroidism, is digestive problems and autoimmunity. A big problem is gluten intolerance. Many people who do not process their grains and gluten are hypothyroid. And there's a major component of autoimmunity to both hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism. And we all know, at least from listening to this program, you should know, that the autoimmune disease connection is tight and intimate with the digestive system. Autoimmunity and digestive problems go hand in hand. And that means that autoimmunity and digestive issues and hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism all go together. If you're taking Synthroid or even Armour Thyroid, all you're going to be doing is working on your symptoms and your numbers. You're not going to be affecting the causes. And if the cause is digestion or hyperadrenalism or blood sugar issues, you're not going to get much relief from your thyroid medication. And if you find this whole mess confusing, you're not alone. And that's why here on the Bright Side, we always want to reduce illness to its causes, no matter what shows up, whether it's the thyroid or problems with the joints or problems with the nerves or problems with the circulatory system. We always want to reduce problems in the body to our three points of disease or wellness, depending on how you want to look at it. So to cut to the chase, if you're hypothyroid, number one, correct digestive issues. And I don't want to hear that you don't have any digestive problems if you're hypothyroid. It's not possible. If you are truly poor, have poor thyroid functioning, it's going to affect your digestive system. Whether it's the cause or whether it's the effect, it doesn't matter. You got a digestive problem if you have a thyroid problem. Identify problem foods by keeping a journal. Every time you have a digestive symptom, write it down and associate it with a food that you ate two or three or four or 5 or 6 hours earlier. Notice patterns. And if you're hypothyroid and you don't have any digestive problems, think again. It's not possible to be hypothyroid and have a fully functioning digestive system. So you're going to want to identify and eliminate problem foods. You're going to want to take supplements for the digestive system. If you have leaky gut syndrome, take glutamine and probiotics. If you have celiac disease, avoid gluten and all flour products. So many people think that they can eat gluten-free. It doesn't work that way, folks. If you have gluten intolerance, chances are you have problems associated with other proteins in flour as well. There's no need for flour. There's no basic nutritional need for bread. There's no basic nutritional need for pasta and rice or corn. There's no basic nutritional need for these things. Yes, there's some key nutrients that you may get from flour products. I understand this. But you can get them from other places. And given all of the downside that's associated with these grain foods, especially if you have digestive issues or thyroid issues, you're best staying away. And please, people, if you have a digestive problem, if you have a thyroid problem, take probiotics, good bacteria. And don't try to save money on probiotics. Make sure you're taking the best one you can find. I like the Longevity Bilumen Nightly Essence. You could take the Flora FX. And you know what? It wouldn't hurt to take digestive enzymes either. And stay away from processed foods. Use bone soup. Eat fermented foods. Borscht, natto, miso, sauerkraut. And give yourself a food holiday every once in a while. Your digestive system needs a break. Give it a vacation. Spend one full day every month, or even two, eating zero solid food. Use lemon juice or maybe cucumber juice fixed up in a Vitamix. You're going to want to stabilize your blood sugar. Stay away from insulin-spiking foods. Stay away from the all the foods that jack up your insulin and make your blood sugar go drop your blood sugar really fast. Bagels, fruit juice, bread, corn, the same stuff we talk about every day on the Bright Side. Hypoglycemia and low blood sugar is the enemy when it comes to hypothyroidism because it will trigger an adrenal response. And when you have chronic low blood sugar, you're going to have chronic adrenal activity, and chronic adrenal activity is going to lead to hypothyroidism. And then thirdly, make sure you're taking care of your adrenal glands directly using zinc, vitamin C, the B complex, especially B5, B3, B12. And make sure you're taking your essential fatty acids. You know what? You won't even need to be working on your thyroid directly, except for perhaps taking some iodine and making sure, once you make sure you take care of your digestive system, your blood sugar system, and your adrenal system. All right, there's a couple more things I want to talk about when it comes to thyroid health. I want to talk about testing and why I don't think testing is very effective. And then we'll talk about some other nutrients that are specific for the thyroid gland. We'll get to that probably tomorrow. We've got Dr. Wallach. We'll probably do that on Monday. But we've got a bunch of folks on the line who want to talk to us. So let's get to the phones. Our number, by the way, is 866-582-9933. Jenna in Ontario. You've been hanging on a while. What's going on?
I have. How are you?
How you doing, Jenna?
I'm not too bad.
Is that Ontario, Canada? Ontario, Canada, right?
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Good deal. All right. There's an Ontario, California, isn't there? Is there an Ontario, California? I believe there is, but go ahead. Sorry, Jenna.
No problem. So the reason I'm calling in is because at the age of 14, I was diagnosed with systemic rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
Naturally, what they put me on was prednisone, prednisone.
Unnaturally was what they put you on.
Exactly.
Right.
And since then, I've been trying to get off it. Obviously, I'm aware of all the negative side effects that come along with it. They've tried putting me on a number of different medicinal things. I've tried herbal remedies. I've tried the nutrition things. I've had sensitivity testing and things like that. I've gone on hyperallergenic diets. I've done all that stuff, and nothing seems to work with respect to coming off of it. And now I'm about 27 years old.
Okay, we'll get you. So, we'll get you taken care of, Jenna. Here's the deal.
Okay.
Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, now autoimmune disease is when the body somehow attacks itself. The immune system gets confused, and instead of attacking the enemy, it attacks itself. The reason this happens is because something is making the immune system jumpy. Okay? And I don't know how long you've been listening to the program, but I'm going to take you through this step by step. So if you've heard this before, forgive me, but it's important to go step by step, okay? So the immune system is jumpy, and that means something is attacking the immune system on a chronic basis to keep it active. Okay? You with me? Okay.
Yep.
There's only one place, or there's only a couple places, I should say, where the immune system can get activated from. The immune system is protecting you from the outside, and there's only a few places where the outside can get into the inside. And we'll get to that when we come back from our break, because I want to walk you through this, as well as our listeners, step by step, so we can all understand it. Thanks for calling, by the way, Jenna. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll finish Jenna's question. Derek, stay tight. Laura, stay tight. And Ed, stay tight. We'll get to all of you when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest a healthy start pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup, an extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through, the 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. Martin has been here. Thanks for joining us. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Go to the shopping cart. And all the fine longevity products are up there. Of course, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, and they can answer all your questions. Make sure you ask about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you drink. Okay, Jenna, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Jenna. Okay, so I'm going to take you through this step-by-step, and I'm going to do it a little bit quickly because we got some folks who want to talk to us. So your immune system is activated. That's why they're giving you the prednisone, because they want to knock out your immune system. Prednisone works because it's an immune suppressant. Now, logic will tell you that it's probably not a good idea to knock out your immune system. A much better idea is to figure out, why is your immune system hyperactive, okay? Why is it so jumpy? An autoimmune disease basically means your immune system is jumpy. It's so jumpy, it's attacking itself. It's attacking the body itself. So there's only three places where the enemy, so to speak, can get into the body to activate the system, the immune system being the defense system. That is, number one, through breathing it in. All right? If that you're not having any, it's not getting in that way. The second place is through the skin, and unless you have a severe burn and your skin is open and exposed and that skin barrier is breached, you're probably not getting it in through the skin. That only leaves one other place, Jenna. Where would that be, do you think?
When I'm getting into my body?
Yes. Where would something get into your body if it wasn't the skin and it wasn't the respiratory tract? There's only one other place, and that's your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
So almost 100% likelihood that your immune system is jumpy because of something you eat. And to me, this is one of the most tragic concepts in all of medicine, because it's so simple. It's so simple. Instead of taking a drug to knock out your immune system, let's figure out what you're putting into your body to activate your immune system so we can get rid of it, and then your immune system will calm down. The biggest suspects are always going to, or the most likely suspects are dairy and grains, peanuts, soy, and eggs. But it could be something like cucumbers. It can be peppers. It can be tomatoes. It can be corn. We don't know what it is. Only you know what it is. So here's your homework. Here's your job if you're serious about getting off prednisone. You got to figure out what you're eating that's causing a problem, and you can tell by your rheumatoid flare-ups, and you can tell by digestive symptoms. So every time you have a rheumatoid flare-up, now this on the prednisone, you're not going to be able to tell because the prednisone is suppressing your immune system. So you're going to have to wean yourself off the prednisone. You don't want to just stop taking prednisone because your immune system has been suppressed for so long. You're going to be in big trouble. So you want to wean yourself off the prednisone. Do it with your doctor. Tell him. Insist. Don't take no for an answer if you're serious about it. It's your body. It's not his. So you tell him, I want to wean off the prednisone. You'll probably start to get some flare-ups. When you flare up with the rheumatoid, you want to see what you ate a couple of hours before. And you can also tell by digestive symptoms, nausea, cramping, bloating, diarrhea, loose stools, heartburn. There's all kinds of digestive symptoms. Be vigilant to your digestive symptoms. Be vigilant to the rheumatoid flare-ups, what you ate 2 or 3 or 4 hours before. Don't think that you know, because sometimes we become transparent to our digestive symptoms and we don't realize we have them because we've had them all our life. So dairy and grains are the two most likely suspects, but peanuts, eggs, soy, and as I say, it could really be anything at this point. But that's your homework if you're serious about getting off the prednisone. In the meantime, digestive enzymes can help support rheumatoid health in two ways. Number one, they're anti-inflammatory, and number two, they're good for your digestive symptoms. So get yourself on a good digestive enzyme supplement like the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity, and then also get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. It's very, very important, and I would get the best one I could find. The best one I know of is the Biolumin Nightly Essence, but whatever you take, take the best one you could find. But the key is going to be working with digestive health, and I'd love it if you stay in touch with me, Jenna, because I'd like to see how you progress, and thanks so much for calling for Canada. Appreciate that very much. All right, Laura in Colorado, what's going on? Do we have Laura?
Ben, can you hear me?
Hey, Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hi there.
I really feel bad for the lady from Canada you were just talking to. Prednisone killed my dad, and it was the most horrible thing I've ever seen.
That's an awful drug. It's an awful, awful drug. You're right. Thank you.
He might as well have been drinking a glass of diesel fuel a day. You know, it was just absolutely horrible. But
I'm
anyway,
on board with that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
I wanted to come and see you in Boulder, and I didn't know how otherwise to reach you. And
shoot me an email with your phone number. Shoot me an email with your phone number.
I need your email address.
Ben@ksco.com.
Ben@ksco.com. KS is in Frank.
KS is in Sam. C is in Charlie. O is in Oregon. But we got to move. We got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us.
That's all I needed to know, Ben. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. God bless. Send me an email with your phone number. Every time you guys, when you send me emails, put your phone number on there because it's much easier for me to get back to you by telephone than it is to write. Okay, Derek in New Jersey, what's cooking?
Yes, hi. My thyroid on the left side is swollen. I went to a doctor like 5 years ago. The first thing he recommended was surgery. Take it out. And I was like,
do not take out your thyroid. Anybody, please do not take out your thyroid. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing to happen to you. Your thyroid is a very important gland, as you probably know. Here's the deal. If it's is it a goiter? Did he say it was a goiter?
No, I actually went to three doctors and they did blood tests.
No goiter.
So nobody could tell me anything. They
autoimmune. First thing I would think of. 60-80% of thyroid issues involve autoimmunity. And as I was saying to Jenna, autoimmunity is digestion. So focus on the digestive system. Do you have any joint problems or any other autoimmune issues?
Every so often, it feels like my knee is about to dislocate.
Okay, I'm thinking that you got something going on autoimmune-wise. Check your, do the whole food diary thing. Write down when you have a digestive symptom and then what you ate. Gluten intolerance is a big problem. Iodine, you might, sometimes the thyroid will get bigger to try to trap iodine when it's deficient in iodine. So if you're running deficient in iodine, the thyroid will swell up to try to capture more iodine out of the blood. Try getting yourself on iodorol supplements, ioderoL or something like that, Lugol solution, which is a good source of iodine. You may also want to try, if you can find glandular thyroid, that may help. But focus on the digestive system first and foremost, and then secondarily iodine. That's what I would be doing. It sounds like it has something to do with an autoimmune. It could be autoimmunity, or it could be iodine. Those are the two things I would think of, okay?
Oh,
thanks
thank
so much
you
for
so
calling,
Derek.
Appreciate it. Okay, real quick, Ed in Pennsylvania, we're winding down. What's going on, buddy?
My friend's a radiological technician, and they don't teach patients anything. All they do is it's a conveyor system. They just burn the thyroid out. That's it.
Is that terrible? That is so terrible, my man.
And my other friend had a diverticulitis, and I told him, he just started getting, I said, you could cure that with your diet.
Yes.
And he goes, my doctor says it's an easy operation, so they went in.
It's an easy operation for who? For the guy doing the cutting, maybe, not for the patient.
Well, they cut his intestine, and he ended up wearing a bag for 2 months, and he almost died, and it made me so mad.
You know, it does make you mad, right? That's why I do this program. That's why I do my presentations, because it makes me mad, too. I had a gal come in. She took one of my classes, and I felt so bad for this gal. She had her thyroid removed because she was hyperthyroid. Nobody did want to figure out why her thyroid was overactive. They just yanked the thing out, like I was talking, like the last caller said, they want to take out the thyroid. People, when you have a surgical procedure, that is life-threatening, no matter what that surgical procedure is. The body was not designed to be cut into. And yes, surgeons are great, and sometimes we need to have surgery, but when it comes to removing a thyroid, removing a gallbladder, removing parts of your intestine, that is absolutely foolhardy. This poor gal without a thyroid, I was looking at her and I was watching her dying in front of my eyes. People, your thyroid regulates every single system in the body. It is the height of stupidity to have that thing yanked out for anything shy of a cancerous thyroid. If you have cancer, then you need to take it out. Other than that, you want to figure out what the problem is. The causes of hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism are largely digestive. Over 60 to 70% of the time, hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism are connected to the digestive system. There's 100 million Americans with digestive problems. Of course, we're going to have problems with our bodies if we have digestive issues. Fix the digestive system first. Go on food holidays. Do a food diary. Stop eating the processed foods. Those people who make the processed foods, they could care less about your health. They are not your friends at McDonald's. They are not your friends at Wendy's. They don't even like you, save for your money. Stay off of the processed foods. Eat as whole and as natural as you can. Reduce your calories. In fact, reducing your calories is probably the single most important thing you can do for your health, as long as you're making sure that you get your good nutrition. And that's why it's so important to understand how to use nutritional supplementation. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll be talking to Doc Wallach for the next hour, next show for the whole hour. Hopefully you'll tune in. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. And we will talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.